something you might like. So I just dropped by to say so. Can't do that without you spilling out. Can't do that without you spilling out.
Hi, this is Ryan Swan from IT Services. Phishing is an attempt to steal personal information by sending deceiving messages to recipients. These often come in the form of phishing emails. If you notice an email doesn't look quite right, here are a few things to keep in mind to decide whether the email is legitimate or not. First, hover over the URL. Does this seem like a website that the sender would ask you to access? Next, check to see who is sending the email. Sometimes accounts get compromised. This means that the person who seems to be sending the email may not actually be sending it. Finally, is the sender creating a sense of urgency? Well, why? Trust your instincts and do your part to prevent phishing scams.
But you can't really tell all the bath deprived from my cold dead grip. In fact, spray it in my grave so the worms can get a whiff. I wanna smell real good while I'm burning in hell, 'cause the fire makes you sweat. Other people can tell when I put it on myself. Everybody agrees that certain that ain't straight. Why stop coming for me? It's a little bit different, but I don't know why. They say it's only for girls, but they're too scared to try.
That's my
plan.
Your head gets heavy and rests on my shoulder, 'cause you drink too much whiskey when you're with me. Your head gets heavy and rests on my shoulder, 'cause you drink too much whiskey when you're with me.
Outside, damn, it's cold tonight. Starbucks You're tuned into the Indie Hour.
WNY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Keep it locked.
kicking up dust, running around the same wishing well, and it's a royal bust. When you gamble on yourself, should I stay or go? Try my hand in another place. Do I jump from a running train just to get back on it?
Late, late last night, I drank red wine and dressed up to go down to Honky Tonk Tuesday. Young country queens of the American Legion in Nashville were prepping to play. Well, my eyes scanned the bar for a rock star, a Top Gun, or someone who could play the part. In a sea of fake cowboys, he took off his hat and I laughed as he asked me my name. Is this how these men play the game? And Smirnoff, I listened and sucked in my gut. He moved here from Memphis and won't pay his taxes. I nodded and kept my mouth shut. Oh, the dance hall was lit up in red, white, and blue, and the floor wore the carving of boots. And I June Carter just swinging around in the arms of a man with tattoos. A stranger's a reckless pursuit.
Oh, WONY Oneonta. We play.
Hey, how do you respond?
A little bit of everything.
...3,795. A troubling number. The number accounting for the amount of reported hate crimes against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in the U.S. since just last March. Over the last year, as issues of political tension, racial injustice, poverty, and other pandemic-related issues came into conversation, there have been nearly 4,000 cases of racially charged violence against Asians which, until recently, have flown under the radar. If our representatives and higher powers won't take a stand against this violence, then it falls to the American citizens to spread awareness and stop the hate. Together,